The most important thing that I want you to know from this is simply the importance of leaving bad friends if they're not inspiring you to your potential. And then number two is seeking out people who will inspire you. I'll give you two quick stories. I had some friends of mine, and I might have shared this with you before, Allah knows best. But I had some friends of mine who made it a goal, they wanted to memorize the 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi. Did I tell you about this before? So I had some friends who wanted to memorize the 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi. And they were like, guys, this is what we're going to do. We're going to memorize one hadith a week, and we're going to hold ourselves accountable for it. And so I remember, at that period of time, I told them, I said, guys, this project is going to fail. You're not going to memorize the 40 hadith of Imam Nawawi. Not because it's too ambitious, but actually because it's so simple. It's so simple that it's not actually interesting. Like, how long does it take a person to memorize that ma yuribuk ila ma la yuribuk? No, you don't need the sentence. How long do you need to memorize these seven words or eight words? That's like, oh, that's 2 minutes of work, maybe 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes. Let's say stretch 30 minutes. That's it. You need a week for that? You don't need a week for that. Sometimes when you aim so low, you become disinterested, and so you fail not due to lack of ability, but due to lack of interest. It's not interesting. And so I told him, I said, guys, the hadith of Jibreel is like super long, but this hadith is like, it's just, and there are many like that. They're very short hadith. And so they ended up failing. They didn't end up completing. Another time, I meet this young man. It was a long time ago. I meet a young man in the masjid. He comes in Ramadan to lead the community in Tarawih. And everybody's calling him Sheikh so-and-so. Sheikh so-and-so came. Sheikh so-and-so just landed. Sheikh so-and-so this. Who's picking up Sheikh so-and-so? I'm like, I meet him later on that day. Sheikh so-and-so, Sheikh so-and-so. And he's 16 years old. Super skinny kid. The thobe that he's wearing is swallowing him. It was like his blanket, his etikab blanket. And he had two strands, you know? And I was like 19, and I don't get it. Like, what is it about him that's Sheikh so-and-so? And they're like, no, he memorized the Qur'an. I'm like, I get that. MashaAllah, there are lots of people who memorize the Qur'an. They're awful short, but they're not a shaykh. I still don't get it. And then they're like, oh, but he also memorized Bukhari and Muslim, and he memorized them in 2 months. So I'm like, Sheikh so-and-so, yeah, be my best friend. MashaAllah, like, you're memorizing thousands of hadith in 2 months. Now compare what that did for my sense of possibility. Like, I didn't even know people could do that. And here you're meeting a 16-year-old kid in the United States who did that, did a program over a summer, memorized, you know, thousands of hadith, compared to, you know, memorizing one hadith a week for 40 weeks. So being in the company of someone like this and his life, undoubtedly over the course of an extended period of time, will make you do things that you never would have thought possible otherwise. That's the importance of being in the circle of people who are ambitious. It's very, very important that you simply put yourself in the company of people who are going in the direction that you aspire to be. Especially when it comes to the akhirah, that you look at those who are doing more than you, look at those who are accomplishing more than you, and putting yourself in those circles that you continue to aspire each other to goodness.